This is the Midwest Happy Hour. Cheers!
It doesn't matter, because this is what you get. You tell us if it's crooked on video. All 17 of you watching on YouTube right now. You let us know what's happening. What's happening is...
our stand is officially broken.
I mean, officially... broken is like rough, but I ain't using that and being
right. So it just needs like a replacement piece, probably.
A wing nut. I would call it a wing nut. What levels are you adjusting there?
I don't know. I sound weird. But yeah. When don't I? Hello. Hi, everyone. It's been a journey getting here. You can really hear that firewood pop.
Yeah, snap, crackle, pop.
It's like kind of cozy. I wish we were by the... oh, we should have recorded by the fire. Next time.
Yeah. It might be really loud in the fire situation, but...
it's fine. I'll dull it down.
Hello, everyone.
I'm pretty much a professional... editor.
Editor. Okay. I thought you were going to say fire maker. And I was going to be like, you're...
this is like...
mixed. Yeah, I told you to put more ice in it. And you were like, no, thank you.
I didn't hear you say that.
Okay. Allegedly. Well, I put more ice in mine. It looks good. Hey, everybody. This is a mocktail that I found on Pinterest that I put vodka in. True story. Yeah. It was like a cranberry cocktail. Whatever. It's a cranberry Sprite. Winter crack cranberry or something like that. Mm. I should have brought the shit. Oh, why didn't we bring the stuff?
I don't know. Why didn't you?
I only have two hands and I had to carry your drink and my drink.
Yeah.
And then...
true.
Cranberry juice, Tito's, cranberries, and a sprig of rosemary, which yeah. I think really does enhance.
Yeah, I agree. Enhances. I love rosemary. I also feel like it's December 1st. And
welcome to that, December,
like,
everybody.
Like, I get excited about, like, seeing all the cute drinks, like, for Christmas. And it gets me excited to, like, want to try them.
Yes.
Because they're just so cute and, like, festive. And I feel like it just gets you in the holiday spirit. Like, it reminds me of, like, a holiday party where you just, like, are sipping on a cute drink and cold chatting with your friends.
Or hot drinks.
Cold.
Yeah.
For the most part.
I like hot drinks, too, though.
Right. Like...
coffee.
Well, yeah. Oh,
some guy told me
about alcohol,
specifically alcohol. Well, you can add alcohol to anything. Which I would add alcohol to. This dude told me, which I think he might have been exaggerating when he said he uses 4 packets of Swiss Miss hot chocolate in a cup and then pours coffee over the top of it. And then you just drink it. You just mix it and drink it. And I was like, that sounds really good. Add Bailey's rum chata. something
like that.
Some people like vodka in their coffee. I don't. I think it kind of ruins it. Like, I like my coffee like I like my men.
I
ground up and in the freezer.
No, I've never heard that.
But at the coffee shop, we've had peppermint hot chocolate as the special.
Have you tried it?
I don't like peppermint that much. I like spearmint.
Yeah, I like mint. Like spearmint.
Yeah.
More of a spearmint lady.
Mint.
For sure.
What holiday parties are you going to this year? What are you looking forward to?
I know you
like to live your luxurious lifestyle, like Southern charm, Midwest charm.
Midwest charm. No, we have 0 parties planned or anything like that.
Party at sea.
I have clicked interested in on a lot of events.
Okay.
How but much it's like into for it? Kids?
Oh. So are you like 50% into those or like some more than others maybe or like
this like would what be do nice? You mean?
Like what are the chances you're going to do any of those?
Like 75% chance.
Oh, I like it.
Like I would really like to do like Miller Park Zoo does like a Christmas thing that we did. I think we did it last year, but we've done it a few times. It's at night. Everything's, like, lit up. Like, it's a lot of fun.
The animals are dressed up, right. Like
you're,
elves.
You're basically just going to see the lights, like...
oh, it's not... they don't like...
yeah, I mean, some of the animals are out, but it's cold.
And we have a polar bear! And
then it's surprise!
Like some guys out there
yeah.
getting chased by a polar bear.
No, there's that, and then there's, like, a couple, like, different, like, breakfast with Santa.
Ooh,
but cute. Who knows? They might be sold out at this point.
Yeah. Cool. That'll be
neat. I just have commitment issues, so then it's like...
Right, that's why the interested button, like, exists.
Yeah.
We saw Santa on our Thanksgiving trip.
Hmm.
Yeah, he looked legit. And we just got done watching Elf, like, so we know which one the real one is.
Right.
Yeah, he was in Ottumwa, Iowa at the canteen.
What was he doing there?
I don't know. He was leaving when we got there. But he
talk to him?
No, but he goes, Merry Christmas to you too.
And we're so like, you knew, like, yes.
We were like, thanks, sir. Thanks, Santa.
See you later.
Yeah, I was like,
good luck this year.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't, yeah, I almost wanted to be like, you know, I'd like Bud Light delivered to Colfax, please. Do you know where Colfax, Illinois is, Santa?
Bring it there.
Yeah.
And why did you just say Bud Light?
I don't know. Because it's gay right now. Or whatever. It's not anymore. They put out a new commercial with a bunch of dudes and stuff, like, yelling for their team. Like, Bud Light's cool. Dana White loves Bud Light now.
Honestly, I am so confused by why people are so, like, why they got so up in arms about everything. Like, who the F cares? And they didn't just send it out to that.
No. To that what?
That girl. But
yeah, Dylan Mulvaney.
And I watched her video, and I'm like, I think you're great. And she was very much like, I don't really care
about this.
They sent out cans like that for people to promote to, like, thousands of influencers.
Yes.
It was like, what the heck happened? But speaking of commercials, I watched a commercial the other day. It was Purina. So we know they're, like,
they're owned by Nestle.
Yeah, like, shitty company.
Yeah, not good.
Not good.
No.
But you know what they're trying to do?
Oh, no. What?
This is a Purina commercial, obviously, about dog food.
Okay.
However, it is a video, like, the commercial is of a woman scared.
Oh,
holding her dog, and there's a man screaming in their kitchen behind her, and it's about how Purina has shelters for domestic abuse victims for them and their animals to come to a safe place. I'm sorry, you're now stooping. I hate that. Don't make a commercial. I hate that.
Like, I hate when people say that they're, like, triggered or whatever, but that could be bad. Like, could you imagine you're, like, literally in a domestic abusive relationship and you just, like, see a commercial like that? You're going to be like, oh, thank God, I'm going to call one of those shelters.
Also, they're such a crappy company, and they know that they are, that they're like, oh, but wait, we're not that bad because, hey, we have shelters in place for domestic abuse victims.
What if they pair with the Salvation Army and they're like, unless you're gay, then no. Like, you cannot come in.
I just saw that commercial and I was immediately pissed off because I'm like, you're such a crappy company owned by Nestle. And
not good.
Like, this
gives dogs heart disease. Like, right. It's just not good.
But don't
food.
Worry, everyone. Purina has shelters in place for domestic abuse. Like, I'm not saying, like, they shouldn't do that.
They but do like, so
they
much bad
to the level to do a commercial about it.
Right. And do you think a little bit is like, oh, this will, because Jesus, everybody's like hating on us right now. So like, this will make us look good. Put out a domestic, let's hit people right in their feels for domestic violence.
Yeah. It just don't like do that. Really don't irked do me. That. It really pissed me
commercials
off.
Commercials are wild now. I feel like we've talked about commercials a lot on this podcast and like, it's because they're crazy as fuck. I saw one and I meant to write it down. Man, I'll probably see it again, like, in my life. I mean, I watch enough TV at the bar.
Right.
Not a lot going on there. Anyways, should I tell the story of my traumatic birth control removal?
Yeah, I need to hear it.
Jesus Louise, this is like an update because I feel like I've been talking about it for 2 months. It was Monday, today is Friday, and my arm still hurts, and I am numb, like, you know when you get, like, a shot in your face from the dentist, it's usually what people are, like, used to, you know?
Right.
So it's, like, that kind of numb?
Yeah. Well, like, my scars on my knees are still numb.
But just the scar itself?
A little bit under it, but...
Oh, interesting. So, like, from the bottom of my hand, like, all the way down to, like, right below where my watch is, it's, like, still kind of numb right now. But anyway, so I... this is the third time I saw the surgeon. Or second time, sorry. First time I went, I got an x-ray. Second mm-hmm. time I went, I talked to him for like 5 seconds. And we just made the appointment. And so it takes forever to get called back. I don't know if that was due to my appointment being at 11:15 or like what was going on. Because I didn't get called back there until like 11:45. Mm-hmm. And then they come in maybe like 15 minutes later. And he's like, I have a medical assistant, you know, going to watch like this little mm-hmm. medical assistant lady. I was like, that's fine, whatever. And then he has his assistant. Mm-hmm. And when he walks in, he goes, left arm, right? Like, correct? And I go, yeah. And then he goes, okay, like, and he's like, come over here so I can like check it out. And he puts my arm up and then he like feels it and he goes, can you show me where it's at? And I go, dude, is this why I went and got an x-ray? This is what I said to you last time. Like, I'm confused as to why you're asking me. I don't know what's in there. It's my arm. I get it. But I ain't really been feeling around the inside of it a whole bunch to know. And so he goes, I think I can feel it right there. And I was like, okay, perfect. I think that's where it is too, but like, I don't know. I'm a stupid idiot. Why is it double
checking with the x-ray?
That's what I thought. He would like hold it up like X marks the spot, you know, like yeah, fucking like, oh, perfect. The old school projector. Yeah. And you would like line it up just right. And you'd be like, all right, here's this bone. And no, he's just like, I laid down and I looked away the whole time. I just like covered my eyes.
Yeah, I would.
And he cut me open and it. Hurt.
Did he numb you?
Yeah, with okay. like lidocaine or whatever. And he started cutting and it hurt. And I was like, that's sharp. And he goes, okay. And so then he numbed me some more, which hurts. Mm-hmm. And then when he cut me, I didn't really feel it anymore. For like, but it was like awkward because it was silent for like, I don't know, 1 minute, 2 minute, 5 minutes. Like, I don't know how long it was. But the medical assistant was to my right and her stomach growled. And I go, does this make you hungry? And then I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I just like, I go, how's it going over there? And he goes, I think I can feel it. I go, put your finger in there. And he's like, I am. And then like at a certain point, like he numbed me a little bit more, but I couldn't feel it
at all.
My adrenaline was really pumping. You know, like when you sit down to like get a piercing or a tattoo or something, mm-hmm. like that's kind of what it felt like. But the feeling of him, like, I know that he's going inside of my arm, was, like, uncomfy. And his, I'm sorry, his fingernails were bad, which is, like, a bad sign, I feel like.
He had to have gloves on, right?
Well, yeah, yeah, okay. He did wear gloves. But when he was, like, the first time I met him, when he, like, touched my arm, I was like, boy, stop chewing your fingernails. Anyways. So he's digging around it. It's taking a while.
And then, I'm going to throw up.
And then he must have had an instrument in there because I felt like a sharp like zap go all the way up to my pinky. And I
hit a nerve.
I went, ah, fuck. And I looked at him and he just like didn't say anything, which I was like, okay, like he's cool, calm and collected. So like obviously he didn't like, I don't know, break something or whatever. I don't know. And I was like, ow, that fucking hurt. And he was like, okay, like I won't do that again or whatever. You know, like he's not like saying sorry because I would feel like, don't say you're sorry because I don't want you to feel like, I don't want to feel like you fucked up or whatever, right, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
He did it like 3 times.
No.
Yes. Literally. I'm like, oh, it felt like I got electrocuted.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
It felt like when you hit your funny bone and you want to like throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. Oh my God. And so finally, after he's fucking around, and I'm just like, I'm going like, like just like hurry up. And I'm going, fuck. And I go, I'm sorry, I'm cussing. I go, but if it makes you feel better, you can cuss too. He goes, you can cuss all you want. And I was like, okay, I'm fucking going to, because like, I want this out of, get it yes. out of me. And right. So
I am so confused by this.
So finally he goes, oh wow, there it is right there. And like, the medical assistant goes, cool. And I was like, neat. And he goes, rip. And I was like, ugh. Well, it hurt because it was in scar tissue. He's like, yeah, mm-hmm. It was pretty scarred up. And so when they popped it out, he's like, you want to see it? And it looked like, you know, like a little stick. It's a little white stick with like some, he's like, there's some tissue on it. I'm like, cool. Can you put it in a jar for me? And I want to take it home, please. He's like, do you want me to clean it off? I was like, And then I go, so like, are you done? He goes, oh no, you need to have stitches. And I was like, That like made me sick. Like maybe he really did have his finger in there. Yeah. You know, I don't know. But yeah, he found it and he ripped it out of me and then stitched me up. And now here we are 4 days later. So I was like having a little bit of a like moment last night when I was trying to go to bed. I was like, my arm is numb and I'm gonna have to call the ambulance when it starts like, you know, turning into gangrene or something and like decaying off my body. But I just took it on leave and went to sleep. And it, but it's still numb, and it's like it's the numbness is like traveling. It's like a little bit further up in my hand than it was mm-hmm. earlier today. So I called the doctor's office when they opened, and I called the nurse's line. And I left a message, mm-hmm. and she called me back and was like, I consulted with the doctor and, how did she put it? She goes, it's not really normal, you know, per se of what's happening, but it's not bad. Like it's okay. There could be some, and she said, especially if it got close to the muscle or something, there could be like residuals for like weeks. She said, as long as I don't start to lose like function or something, then I should be fine. And it might just be a couple weeks before I start getting feeling in my arm again. Like, it's just the bottom part, though. It's super weird. I just can't feel it. I feel like I want to go get a tattoo.
I am just so confused about, like, why did you get an x-ray then?
I know. That's what I said. I was like, I go, you looked at the x-ray, right? Like, the first time I met with him, and he was like, yeah. And I go, so, like, I'm confused. Like, why do you not know where it is? Like, but I don't know, as far as he was in there, maybe it was right in the middle of my arm. Maybe he couldn't, like, I don't know. It felt really bad. That,
like, upset my tummy.
Yeah, it was a wild ride. It's cool, though, you know. Freaking, so. Yeah, whatever. Thank God. Yeah, you know, cheers to that.
I don't know, I feel lightheaded.
Hopefully, my body will return back to normal soon. That would be a neat journey.
Yeah, I need to go let Coda in.
Uh-huh. Oh, he's outside still, isn't he? Oh, my God.
He's just going in the bedroom.
Oh, okay. Coda got to eat his slop outside, but it's crummy out. It's been, like, rainy, yucky all day, but it's fine. Does Coda really want inside, or was he just sinking? No, he really wants inside. What a sweet boy, but he's such a fluffy boy. You have to. What did I say earlier? Needs to be fluffed and buffed before he can be led about into the house. We're also baking bread. And by we, I mean Lacey.
16 minutes. What time is it on your phone?
Oh, it is 7:45.
Okay, so 8.
8:01, actually. Very good.
I'm making bread.
Yes.
Speaking of bread. I think... So, by the time this comes out on Monday, I should have posted something on Instagram or Facebook or something, because I think I'm going to start selling bread. And granola.
Granola.
Because I make my own granola, and then I, of course, make my own sourdough bread. And I think I'm just going to do sourdough sandwich bread for now. Like, the other types of loaves are just, like, a little bit more time-consuming and a little bit harder to nail.
Oh, interesting.
And so I want to master that a little bit. Like, give me a couple more tries just to make sure I really got it down.
Yeah.
Like, the sourdough sandwich bread, I really got down.
Yeah, and, like, sandwich bread is good. It's good for everything.
Yes, and it's, like, good everyday use. That, like, the round loaves, like, those bigger rounder loaves, I, like, would say they're more of, like, if you're having people over or, like, having a nice dinner, like, that's the type of bread you would have. But, like, sandwich bread, you can have toast. You can have sandwiches, grilled cheese, French toast. Literally all the things.
What do you use bread for at home? Tweet at us. Or, I mean, whatever. We Instagram at us.
Yeah.
And Facebook at us.
So I'm going to post something. I'm only going to do a small amount of orders. So I'm only going to fill a small amount of orders because I don't know what it will look like. But I think what I'll do is, if you live in Bloomington Normal, I'm going to, like, I'll offer to deliver, or you can pick up at my house. But if you live out of town, depending on, like, our situation,
how close or far, yeah.
I would say, like, it'd be like pick up at the house. But yeah, so sandwich bread and granola, and I'm using organic ingredients, clean ingredients, no seed oils, because seed oils give you cancer and give you chronic illnesses. And I use non-toxic cookware, like stainless steel, glass,
cast iron.
I also use like good non-toxic cleaning. So I use Dr. Bronner's biodegradable salt suds, things like that. So like it's good, solid stuff. And like real salt. Like I'm using real salt, everyone. I'm not using like
it's literally called real salt.
And it has like good minerals in it for you. I'm using 100% like raw honey. It's
and is it local?
This brand I think might be in Wisconsin, but
tisk.
Hey, direct me to a good
bee honey.
But are they?
Yes.
Are they raw?
Yeah, dude. It's Whitey. Don't you remember him?
Yes, I do. But he I didn't know if it was raw or if he like purified it.
Good question.
Raw.
Did you like it when I gave it to you to eat?
Yeah, but I don't remember.
I bet it's probably raw.
And then also 100% pure maple syrup. So I'm like using like actual real ingredients and like good vanilla extract. That's not like crap. It's like all the stuff that you would like to have that's not going to make your gut or your tummy upset or give you additional issues. Like if you think eating bread is bad for you, like we've been eating bread literally for thousands of years.
And nobody died. Bread
is not bad for you. Grains are not bad for you. It's literally because they are so highly processed at the grocery store.
Processed food is bad for you.
And they're also putting crappy ingredients in it that our body shouldn't have.
Right.
And all the additional additive ingredients, like it makes no sense. If you look at the ingredient list on bread, it's like, why is all that in there? I have like 5 ingredients.
It's so they can make 50,000 breads.
Right. Right. And I think the cool thing will be is that not every loaf is going to be like perfect. Like some will have like marks on it or whatever. But that's how you know it's like homemade
bread. That shit's the best. Yes.
It is. So I'm excited.
Homemade is good.
I'm excited just to kind of see. I don't know.
And it's good bread. I've had it before.
I have always loved health, wellness, nutrition. Have always been like super into it. Yes. And over the last year, I've really dove into more of like what's in our food, like what's in our products.
Right.
And so also I love like helping other people.
Yeah.
And like giving advice and like doing things for others. So we're marrying the two together.
I will give you bread and by therefore give you love.
Yes, exactly. Yes. I love it. So yeah. I don't know. If it continuously brings me joy, I will do it. If it like adds more stress to my life, I probably won't, because my job right now is to take care of my boys and take care of my home, my family, and added income is cool, but it's not
always everything.
No. But hey, also you'll be supporting a stay-at-home mom.
Please give me money for bread.
Literally,
I need it. Give me human
interaction. I don't know. So be on the lookout. I'll also like share it on like our Midwest Happy Hour page.
Bolo, be on the lookout. Bolo, that's what the cops say.
Oh wow!
I got a bolo on a '84 Chevy with a license plate. There was one missing person on the interstate while we traveled.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, we didn't find it either. Patrick's always like, we always watch America's Most Wanted before we go on vacation.
Yeah.
To find the guy.
Yeah.
When we're out there, we're like,
hey. We might see him.
We seen him. And a lot of them have rewards.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the best. Yeah. No, but I think bread will be good. People are selling
and
shit.
And I think I'm going to sell. Successful. Yes, I know. And, like, I've been trying to find, like, my, like, niche. Like, what is also going to, like, fulfill me.
Right.
Money. Flint and I have been talking about this probably for the last 6 months of me doing this, and I've never felt like good or confident. Like, who would want to? But you know what? Like, the bread is fucking delicious.
It is. It's so
and
good.
And so is the granola. I put that granola. I have it as cereal. I put it in my yogurt. I just do like
just eat
snack
it.
Snack on it.
Yeah.
Delicious. Mm-hmm. Like
granola.
So
good.
Why not? Like, it's just such good ingredients and good for you. Like, why wouldn't I want to share it if I'm able to?
Yeah.
So spread the love. We're just gonna see where it goes.
Spread the bread.
Spread the bread.
That should be your like.
And I already I just never thought like I felt I guess nervous about it, but I kind of felt nervous about when we first started this podcast.
I mean, yeah.
And then the more you do it, the more comfortable you get with it. And
right. I don't think it'll be that big of a deal.
No, I don't think it will
either. You can always quit.
Right. No one's my book.
Yeah. No. My bread only, bitches. Get out of here.
Right. And I think I'm going to do like some cinnamon bread, like some cinnamon toast bread available like the week of Christmas. I mean, guys, I'm saying this out loud.
Like take and bake.
Where like it'll be baked and all you have to do is like warm it up in the morning. Right. Like I wanted to make it for us for Christmas morning. So I figured if I do this, then I can offer it and deliver it for people like on Christmas Eve. So then you can just pop it in your oven Christmas morning and it's like cinnamon yummy bread.
Yes. Bread good every day of the week, especially Christmas morning. I wonder if they'll have bread in the Bahamas.
Do you think I keep forgetting that you're going.
I know.
Yeah, but it won't be as good as mine.
I know. It won't. That is like, yeah. That's some of the reviews that they don't think the food is as good as other cruises, but it'll be okay. It's Margaritaville at sea. My expectations are
low.
Medium.
Oh.
Medium to low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, yeah, so be on the lookout for my Instagram page, and then I'll share, like, whenever I do launch it. Hopefully, it's Sunday. So, by this point,
the bread.
It should be out. And I'm, again, only doing a limited amount of orders.
Right.
And so, it's first come, first serve, and then you gotta pay.
Because I'm not about to bake bread. And then you back out.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless I, like, actually know you and, like, you're paying cash and you're just going to give me the, like, then I know you.
I call it. I call that one. I call that one. Or I'll just wait and see if it gets all bought up. And then if not, I'll buy the rest.
Right. I because what freezer. If no one wants to buy it?
And I have 7 loaves of bread.
Yay. Yes.
I have a big freezer at home. Ugh, that is not full. I need to go grocery shopping so bad, but I just can't
spend money. I love it when everything's empty. Like, I love it when my fridge is empty.
I know, right? It's clean.
My pantry's empty. Yeah.
The pantry's not empty, though, which is probably, like, what I need to be. I think that's why I haven't gotten, like, weekly groceries. Because the downstairs freezer, like, has, like, nothing in it, but the upstairs freezer has stuff. So I've just been trying to, like, throw shit together, as they would say. But it ends up being, like, butter noodles 3 times a week. What do you want, my phone? 7:55.
6 minutes.
6 minutes until
the bread is
lift
done.
Off. Oh. Spread the bread in 6 minutes.
Oh.
You know what that means.
Last thing. It'll be fresh. Like, I'm making it that same day. The bread will be, like, that same day.
When you pick it up, it will be hot.
Well, I can't. No, it won't be hot. It'll be like.
Remember that day?
Made it that day.
Remember when you brought me bread to the bar and you were like, you just like had it in your hand and you go, it's not cooled down really yet. And yeah. I go, oh. Okay. Yeah. And you're like, so like if you want to put it in a bag, just make sure you like open it a little bit or something for a while.
Thank you. And also, I'm going to use like, my goal is to use beeswax. Paper to wrap the bread, and then
cute.
Like so far, I'm just gonna use like paper Ziploc baggies for the granola.
Paper Ziploc?
Yeah, like it's paper, but like a clear, you know, but you can buy like normal granola, and like it's a paper bag.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Like a
Ziploc.
Yeah.
Zip top.
Yeah.
I see. Paper
because
bread,
I don't know a better option right now for the granola because I want it to be like
just buy mason jars,
right? And that's what I thought. Know, and like just
and then and people then, can come get refills
and not and they get like $1 off
their
granola, which I've thought about that too. But I think I want to see
how it goes, right?
But
I mean, it's not gonna be like pounds of. I mean,
no,
like how many bags are you gonna have to buy of granola,
right? So. Because I want it to be just as
it's gonna be cool,
clean, and like sustainable, and
no
just like
waste.
Yeah,
yeah. That's the way of life. Because
I don't want to use plastic baggies.
Did I tell you about the book, I Quit Plastics? And then the other one, Zero Waste Living?
Yes.
Yeah, we need to read those. Book club. Yes. We need to freaking read those.
Yes.
And then
we talked about...
Learn some stuff.
Yeah. Do a book club and then meet at the coffee shop in Colfax and on a Sunday morning or something.
Yeah, Sunday morning. Yeah,
that like would be good. Like one Sunday morning
But people go to church, I guess. I don't know.
But
this could be our church.
Who's joining our...
Oh, yeah, it's just us. I forgot. And other people who probably don't go to church either.
Right. And I will say, like, I did join a book club not that long ago, I guess. But it just, like, I had too much going on and it just was a lot. And
it wasn't jiving.
Not that it wasn't jiving, it just wasn't like...
Yeah, you're jiving your butt, like, right now, like, you're like... You don't need
it wasn't the right wine time.
Wednesday.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
Kind of shit. Like bowling on Thursdays. Dude, I'm trying hard to talk them back into getting league at Bumpers. I'm like, you can do it with four lanes. It would be great. You could have like two leagues a week. And I will join both. I would love it.
Right.
I want to go bowling.
That would be so fun. So
good.
And it's like... things like that don't exist anymore, and that's why people don't have like a sense of community anymore.
Yeah, nobody goes bowling together.
People aren't like hanging out and doing activities together anymore. Right. Like people hardly know who their neighbors are anymore. Like,
yeah, which is weird. Mm-hmm. I even feel it in Colfax, but
not also, as much.
I mean, no, because somebody said that to me today. They're like, you know everything that goes on in this town. I'm like, yeah, I'm the bartender. I oughta.
Right.
Isn't that like my job? Isn't my job to drink beer and know things? Or what's he say on Game of Thrones, drink wine and know things?
Which character?
The, you know what I mean. The one that's shorter than the others. What's his name?
Yeah.
What Tyrion?
Yeah.
Lannister?
Yeah.
Is he the, you know?
Yeah. What's the proper
LP?
Is that the proper?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
I didn't say anything, okay? But, like, everybody knows what I'm saying, okay?
It's fine. They need to bring, show like Game of Thrones back.
I think they tried to, right? House of Dragon or whatever?
They did, but where's the third season been?
Oh, I don't know. I can't handle it anymore. This is why I'm rewatching Survivor. I'm on season 16, by the way.
I love it.
I know. I'm so disappointed in myself for only getting through 16 seasons this year. I started in January, and I was like, I'm going to watch all of them.
How many are there?
46.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I think it was 46 this year, something like that. It's right up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm only on season 15. There's like 15 episodes per season, and I have not been watching the two-hour finale, like recap show or whatever it is.
No, that's a lot.
No, I just want to see who wins and then move on, because I do remember. But now it is fun, because this era, like 17, 18, like 18 to like 25, I didn't really watch because I like was getting my driver's license and shit, and like I wasn't like tied down at home watching Survivor with mom or whatever and Aunt Shelley, and they didn't want me at their watch parties sometimes anyways. But mom was like, we have a DVR, just record it and watch it later. It's like
that is hilarious. Yeah. So funny. I've been watching Hell's Kitchen. So I used to watch Hell's Kitchen a lot, like when we lived at the old house. Like, Flint and I binged it.
Like, how long are episodes? I don't think I've ever watched Hell's
They're
Kitchen.
They're not that long.
Oh, so that's good.
But I love Gordon Ramsay in general. I love him. I think he's a cutie and he's funny. And, yes, he's an asshole, like, in these types of shows, like his other shows, too. Mm-hmm. But then, like, there's Uncharted, and he's just such a fun, like, interesting, energetic guy. And I think, like, he's...
He's solid. Just like a good guy, but he's like a crazy like boss.
That's his TV personality. You know what I mean? Like, he's probably not really like that.
Bing, bing, bing,
Alexa, stop.
Yes.
I'm going to go grab that bread. I'm on Hell's Kitchen season 19. I binged it this whole entire week. And Declan is this like big guy from Ireland. He got third.
Okay. Spoiler alert.
Well, and I like went to his Instagram account and just like followed him.
Yeah.
Because he's cool and like whatever. And so I followed him and then he liked a couple of my videos, two of my bread videos on my Instagram.
You're famous.
And then I reached out to he has like a lot of followers. And then I reached out to him and I said, "Hey, I just binged season 19 of Hell's Kitchen. Like, I loved you. I thought you were great."
Yes.
And he said, "Hey, thanks for the support. Be on the lookout for other shows."
What a nice man. So he's going to be
probably on other shows.
Damn, I'm going to watch Hell's Kitchen season
19.
What's it on?
Prime.
Yes. Yeah, I'm doing it.
Let me go grab that bread.
But I love it.
It's so fun. Dang. It's like exciting. And, I love it.
It's like when we used to sit around and watch Iron Chef America.
Yes.
So much Iron Chef America. All I know about Gordon Ramsay is I saw that like meme or whatever, or just a photo, really a screenshot of him with two pieces of bread around someone's head. And he says, "What are you?" He makes him say, "I'm an idiot sandwich." And I don't even know if that's real. It's just something I saw on the internet, probably on like Funny Junk or something.
Stuff like that. What an idiot sandwich.
Yeah, it was like this girl, and he's holding two pieces of bread, like on either side of her head.
I love it. I think that's hilarious. She's
like, "I'm an idiot sandwich."
Right. He's so great. Oh my goodness, yeah, I love him. But yeah, so I thought that was.
I don't watch any.
Like, hey, man, thanks. I followed him, and then he came to my page and
I love that. You're like, okay, I'm gonna support you now.
Yeah,
yeah. He probably was like, "Oh, she's not single. Shit,
damn,
shit."
I think he got flirted with.
Hey, oh,
is that how people flirt,
dude?
2023
or this? I got my hair done.
If it looks the video, fantastic.
It's shorter, and I got it done, and that was great. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the vibes. And on my way home, I was on the interstate, and like, so 74 splits off and 55 goes north and south,
mm-hmm.
you know, and literally the left lane goes north and the right lane goes south. And there was a like 2000s Chevy pickup truck behind me. And I got in the left lane and I was probably like half a mile from the exit and he like aggressively got over behind me. And I was like, I didn't even really see him until he like aggressively shot into the other lane right mm-hmm. when it split off. And so then I looked over like when we got side by side kind of, but we're like both going opposite directions and the dude had his middle finger up, just like straight face. And he had a big finger too. I was like, "Jesus Christ, bud, where'd you get that?" Like, just flipping me off like this.
What'd
and
you do?
I went, "Oh." And then I just started busting up laughing because, like, that was, like, first of all, this is hilarious because, like, why?
Right.
Like, I didn't do anything. The road wasn't even, like, busy unless he, like, came out of nowhere and I accidentally, like, I don't know, got over in front of him. But also, I wouldn't have been getting in front of him because he was going south on the interstate and I was right. going north. Or, even better, he was trying to be a dick and we ended up going the wrong direction, like literally right. south instead of north. I don't know. I just laughed. I was like, "Are you flirting with me?"
Like, yes.
Yeah, he just like, big, giant, like, I mean it, middle finger. Like, and he pressed it against his window. Like, it wasn't like he was holding it. Like, he like... And he was looking directly at me. And I was like,
"You just looked into my soul.
What?" And then I was like, "That's hilarious." Is it because it says, "Don't be a dick" on the back Maybe. Of my car? Like, I don't know. It was good, though. I was like, wow.
That's funny.
That was a good one.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, what the fuck? I wish I had, like, a dash cam or whatever. But even then, it was like, "You're going the wrong way" or something. Like, I don't know what's happening. I'm glad that he was going the wrong or the other direction because, like, I wouldn't want him to be following me. No. Like, God, I never think about it. Like, if he did follow me, though, I wouldn't think about it until it, like, really became a problem. And I'd be like, "All right, what am I going to do now?"
Right.
Fucking get your shit together.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just one of those moments. You got to be like, okay.
I guess where's my exit stretch?
It's fucking flipping me off. I did have somebody flip me off.
Hmm.
That was a while ago now. And loosen it before you... Yeah, there you go.
I did.
See there.
I did.
But I kind of, like, I didn't even really speed up that much, and I, like, got over in front of this guy, and then he sped around me and slammed on his brakes, and then, but then I think he saw me laughing, and
I will never understand why people do that. Like, that's, even if I did something wrong to you, it's not like, what?
Yeah.
Get me back.
Yeah, it's just as crazy to do that at 70 miles an hour than as it is at 30. Right. You know what I mean? Like, it happened to me both times. Like, but the guy, I just wish I was paying attention more, I guess, whenever the dude in the Chevy on the interstate. Right. Like, I was like, did something happen earlier?
that I missed?
Yeah, where did you come from? All there was in front of me, you know, I was like, you know, you get, there's that exit right there. I check. Okay. I just went around one car and then, well, bam, here's the middle finger, dude.
Like, right. That's hilarious.
But yeah, my first thought was like, rude. And then my second thought was to laugh. And then my third thought was, did I do anything? And then my fourth thought was, are you flirting with me? Which I don't really know what that translates to. Because I told somebody that this morning, I think, or yesterday morning. I was like, I think I got flirted with. And they're like, I don't think that's what it was. It's not like regular reaction, right. But like, it's just good niceness, you know.
Hey, I think I would have probably thought the same thing.
Yeah, what do you think flirting would be like? Thumbs up or like the PM between? Like, that would be like flirting. You don't think anybody would just like do that
so
to you?
Aggressive.
Or if you like do it.
I hate it.
If you can't see what I'm doing, it's when you motion like you're
you're gonna get kicked off of YouTube.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, I forgot. It's not a gang symbol or anything. It's just, you know.
That's not basic, even where I was going.
It's like sign language. For somebody that doesn't know sign language, that's basic. That's the basics right there. I know, me too. It's because of all these tart cranberries.
Right, that's definitely it. Hey, have you heard of Steven Sanchez?
Steven Sanchez?
Yeah, Steve Sanchez.
Dude, that sounds like a made-up name.
Go to TikTok, because I'm kind of obsessed with him right now.
Isn't like a cute man or something?
He's a singer. So he definitely gives me...
oh, God, what?
Like, his inspiration is definitely like Elvis, like that kind of era. But he also kind of reminds me of Harry Styles a little bit. But he... So that video, I was like, this is awful. Why do people love him? Guy. But then I went to his page and then I've seen others and I'm like obsessed with him now.
Does he speak Spanish or something? Or... Oh,
so this is the song that put him on the map.
I see. Wait, you think he's like the next big thing or what?
Oh, yeah, he will be. And his like voice is like, I don't know. He's just very. I love it. Have you heard that song?
Welcome to 1964, my debut album, Angel Face, out now. Yeah, I think I have.
Like, that yeah. One high?
Yeah, because my,
and it's like,
my AI DJ.
That song is like, wait, are we talking about sexual things here?
Yeah. The caption is, I'm gonna make you feel this with the
yes,
lips.
Dude, play it for the people.
Okay, I'm playing it.
This part coming up.
All of it. Yes.
Like, what? You're gonna go down all night?
Yeah, honestly.
I like kind of love him.
Does this give you the same vibes as, I think I love you, baby. I think I want you too. We're gonna go together. Let's let our love unfurl. It gives me same vibes.
Same vibes.
And then you just like songs about making love.
No, so like the song that like put him on the map went viral, like because it's a love song and people
love.
And put like that as like their like an Instagram reel of like them
yeah,
and their
it's TikTok. It all begins with TikTok.
Yeah, and then Yeah, so now he's, like, doing some kind of, like, smaller concerts and things like that.
Good for him. I like it.
Yeah, and I like that he's different and, like, he can actually sing.
Allegedly.
I guess we don't know for real.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny? Have you seen the Enrique Iglesias drama?
Yes, I have. Like, what's going on?
Oh, I've also seen, like, old Justin Timberlake clips that are also cringy.
Yes, me too.
Like, oh, stop me it. Too.
Like, oh, this is
Leave
awful.
This man alone.
Oh, JoJo?
JoJo Siwa?
No. No.
Get up.
From now.
It's the end of you and me.
It's too late now.
And I can't wait for you to be gone. Because I know about her. And I wonder why you said that you would treat me right, but you was just a waste of time.
You mean from the famous movie RV? with the famous actor Josh Hutcherson? But anyway. Her,
oh yeah, JoJo.
I think they're putting out a documentary about her. The label that she signed with in her contract said that she couldn't sign with another label for like 10 years or like a large amount of time. Even she couldn't break that contract, even though her label got shut down. So she was stuck.
Oh, she couldn't make music.
She couldn't make music, and that's where she went.
Babe, get back to us.
So dude, now people, JoJo, about so to now, return. But now, like, it's like she can do it now. Yes. So it's like now, like she's like picking steam back up.
Get Britney Spears and JoJo to make just even like a video together would be great. Wouldn't it be great if Britney Spears went live? I don't know. I just can't stop thinking about Britney Spears. Please, JoJo, please make us new songs. I love you.
You're still on my iPod. I started following her again on Instagram.
I did. I just listened to her the other day. I love my AI DJ on Spotify Premium. Yeah. And there's like a beta version of this AI DJ. And he's like switching up the vibe. He's like songs that you might have listened to in like 2009, and it was like fucking Jesse McCartney.
Oh, perfect.
Like then like I am unwritten, can't read my mind.
I'm undefined.
Yeah, and then it was like JoJo and like Avril Lavigne.
Oh,
and
perfect.
I was like, I love this Jessica Simpson a little bit. A little Mandy Moore, I think, even got thrown in there. Yeah, he was like, even some things that you might not have heard before. And I was like, AI DJ, you are totally underestimating my skills of listening to music.
Oh, I love it.
It's great. It's totally worth Spotify Premium.
People are going to be like, please never sing on here ever again, because I just went to town on Get Out.
Don't quit your day job.
I don't have a job.
Yeah. Don't worry. It doesn't exist. I have a morning job and a night job. That's it. No in between.
Oh, man. Noise. We were all over the place.
No.
We did not talk about Thanksgiving at all.
What'd you do for Thanksgiving? Did you eat?
I did. Too much. Then I did a 24-hour fast on Monday.
How'd that go?
Great.
It's fine.
I felt hungry, but I felt like my body needed the rest
to digest
the rest of the food. I needed a rest from eating
for a full 24 hours. Yeah, that's good. We should have done that. Ooh, we went to Patrick's mom's, which is on the other side of Omaha a little bit. And we stopped in, I want to say like Red Oak, Iowa, which is like, I don't know, probably 30 minutes from like Council Bluffs and stuff. And we ate at, I don't know, I should have wrote it down, whatever the name of the place was, but there's like a couple of them. And I had this chicken sandwich that was fried and had,
was it delicious?
Buffalo sauce on it and mozzarella sticks on top. I was like,
bro, you're going to have a heart attack?
I felt like I was at Fat Sandwich again. Yeah, I almost.
Oh, Fat Sandwich.
Dude, yes. And I got french fries on the side and I was like, I'm not going to put these on there right now because that'll be just like too much. But yeah, it literally just reminded me of Fat Sandwich. I was like, this is the
one and only
thing.
Time I had Fat Sandwich was with you and Pat in your room upstairs.
Yeah,
and
the best.
And
why is your child awake? What are you doing?
Saying goodnight, I think.
Oh, goodnight. What?
Mama gets Cause it's by you.
Oh, hey, nice. Good night. Let me say good night to Bub. Good night, Bubba.
I love you. Kiss.
I like your blue shirt, Gramps. Hey.
I love you, night.
Green, I'm going to go turn a different show on.
Follow your dada.
Let me go back upstairs with daddy, please. Mommy's still working. I'll come up back up there. Just
a couple minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
Love you. Yes. Yep.
I'm going to work with Aunt Haley, and then I'll be right up. Hey, buddy, I need you to listen. Can you listen, please? No, you're going to go hang out with Daddy. He's going to come in your show.
Okay, come on, bud.
I'll be right up. Thank you. Good job listening. Okay.
That's all, folks. We have to eat all the bread before you go to sleep. It smells so good in here. Ooh, and she made pizza earlier with homemade pizza crust and homemade pizza sauce. It was fucking good. I did save it. How do you? First of all, this like I'm not doing that. I know because you put your headphones on it. I did. Ooh. How do you fix kids who have like attachment issues? You leave them alone. I don't know. Don't ask me. Edible arrangements commercial ancestry related parents. I'm gonna have to relook that one up. But apparently it was bad enough for me to write down. As if I remember right, it was like, hey, did you accidentally find out you're related to your husband? Send him an edible arrangements. I think it was that. Oh my god, I tried to put it on my mind, I guess. Like, I'm gonna look that up, but
because
I'm almost
it's true.
No, it's just, yeah, because that shit has been happening, I think, since they started doing, like, Ancestry DNA and 23andMe. People are finding out they're oddly related. I mean,
that is hilarious.
I think that's why Patrick's afraid to take his. I took mine.
You guys are not related. I mean, well, who knows?
Exactly. Who knows? It's going to be a little too close to home, man.
Grant is freaking out.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
Go up there and get him.
Yeah. No, don't go get him. Let's just end it.
Oh, okay.
We're an hour in. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, I guess we are.
Yeah, he's not going to be on the podcast. No.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
I love you all. And good night.
Cheers. If you want bread, reach out.
We won't like Grant.
Like us. Follow us. Tag us.
Share.
Team us.
Like. Subscribe.
All the things.
Send to your friends.
And keep
good.
Listening.
Be
give
good
us a 5-star review. 5-star reviews, everyone.
Give us a review.
Give us your review. Give us your review. Thank
it
you.
Helps.
Thanks, everyone. And have a good night.
Cheers, love you.
Cheers.
Can we do that?
Cheers.
That would have pissed me off getting run in my pants.